The act of commitment on the part of the wife is essential if she's going to follow her husband. And Ephesians 5:1 is the starting place. The command here is from God, and it says, "Follow me." Obedience to this request should get our motors running in the right direction, ladies, which is towards God, before we separate into the trails of being hero and queen of each other's lives. Following God is the place to begin. And you know, we follow best the husband we have totally committed to God. In the Successful Fulfilled Womanhood seminar, Verna Berkey gives a declaration of commitment with regard to her husband's, and I would like to just share this with you today. This is the kind of a contract or a covenant of commitment which it would do well for each lady to make, each wife to make, of her husband to God. God is my heavenly Father. He is the all-wise one who controls all things. His essence is love, and his deepest desire is for my good. Since he is loving enough to desire only good for me, and wise enough to plan just what is best, and powerful enough to accomplish what his love and goodness have planned, how can I lack any good thing? It is to him that I have made unconditional surrender of all that I am and all that I have. I belong to him. Therefore, I commit myself to him afresh and all the demands of this day, realizing he has every detail of it in his control. I purpose to thank him for whatever he allows to come to me. Especially do I declare afresh that my husband belongs to God, not to me. I have yielded all right to him, all right to his time, his understanding, his attention, his love. I will take what God gives back as privileges to be used for my enjoyment and for his glory as long as he sees fit to give these privileges to us. I purpose to refuse to allow any thoughts of self-pity, criticism, jealousy, or resentment to creep in when these precious privileges are denied. When his time is taken up with others, or when he seems harsh and demanding, when he seems to have failed in consideration and love. Lord, once again, I have made this declaration before you. I need you to help me to be true to this commitment and to make me immediately aware of the slightest deviation. Lord, help yourself to my life and help yourself to my husband's life to spend it with whomsoever you choose, however late, at what time, and for how long, regardless of the disadvantages to me personally. Thank you for being trustworthy. In Jesus' name, amen. It's quite a commitment, isn't it, ladies? The act of submission on the part of the wife is not the world's standard, is it? But it certainly is God's standard. And you know, submission is a special word that God gave to wives. And you know what this says to our maid? It says, "You are worthy of being my leader." There was an interesting article from Decision Magazine, which was entitled God and Today's Woman. And in it, says women need to be liberated from the idea that submission, as the Bible sets it forth, is a dirty word. On the contrary, submission is a beautiful word. It is the one attitude that sustains and maintains Christian relationships. It is the equal right of every believer, male or female, black or white, young or old. To the woman who trusts him, God has assigned the supreme privilege of demonstrating through the unique instrument of womanhood the true meaning of submission. In the husband-wife relationship, it becomes the symbol of the obedience of the church to the lordship of Christ. Where there is female dominance in the home, that symbol which God designed is absent. When women fail to see that submission is a position of honor and of wholeness, they usurp the position of dominance in a vain and pathetic betrayal of God's beautiful and wise design for womanhood. We do not need to go for status. We have all the status we need assigned to us in the words of Genesis 1:27, which says, "So God created man in his own image, in the image of God. He created them male and female. He created them." End of quote. What destroys the status God set up for us and the harmony that he intended us to have with our mate? You know what it is, ladies? It's our usurping of our husband's authority, taking over and doing things our own way. And you know what you do when you do this? What you are saying to him is, You are inadequate. And you know, ladies, if you call him that, that's exactly what he'll be. But on the other hand, if you accept his God-appointed position as your leader on earth and let him know that you back him 100%, then you can trust God to reveal to your husband what his part is. And you know, ladies, sometimes I forget that God can work without my verbal help. It's amazing what he can do without my verbal help if I'll just keep my mouth shut and pray. And I'd like to invite you to do that today also. Goodbye for now.